This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Dame Bandabla. The Department of Fisheries under the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying organized a review meeting in Guwahati yesterday on the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana in the Northeastern region. Chaired by Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, the meeting was held at Radisson Blue, Jalukbari, in the presence of Union Minister of State George Kurian and Professor S.P. Singh Baghel. Fisheries ministers from Assam, Krishnendu Paul, and from other Northeastern states participated in the meeting, which reviewed past projects in the fisheries sector and discussed strategies for effective implementation of PMMSY. During the event, the minister inaugurated and laid the foundation for fisheries projects worth 50 crore rupees under the PMMSY. At least 12 projects in Assam have been approved. An integrated aqua park will be established in Gurukhuti, Darang district, with an annual fish production target of 150 tons. The fisheries sector in Meghalaya will also get a big boost, with the centre agreeing to promote recreational fisheries in East Khasi Hills district. Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday said that sectors including semiconductor and allied sectors, defence production, tourism and hydrocarbon are potential sectors for major investments in the state. The Chief Minister led a roadshow in Mumbai as part of the promotion for the Advantage Assam 2.0 Summit, scheduled to be held in Assam on February 25-26. The event aims to attract investments and showcase Assam as a hub for business opportunities. During his three-day visit to Mumbai, CM Sarma held meetings with industrial leaders including Tata, Adani Group, Mahindra and some PSUs. He also urged industrialists and traders not to hire illegal Bangladeshi migrants in their workplaces. He informed that Assam will reverse 25,000 crore rupees for PLI Corpus Fund. The Assam CM added the state is up with an innovative policy where fallow land of tea gardens can be turned into renewable energy. Amid rising concerns over an outbreak of human metapneumovirus HMPV in China, Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday said that health experts have clarified that HMPV is not a new virus. In a video message, the Union Minister said the virus was first identified in the year 2001 and it has been circulating in the entire world for many years. Nadda informed that the health systems and surveillance networks of the country remain vigilant, ensuring the country is ready to respond promptly to any emerging health challenges. In a statement, the Health and Family Welfare Ministry said that HMPV is already in circulation globally, including in India, and cases of respiratory illnesses associated with HMPV have been reported in various countries. Final electoral rolls for 2025 in various states of the Northeast were released yesterday. In Meghalaya, a net addition of 29,013 was recorded voters since the draft publication, bringing the total number of electors to 22,69,512 in all 60 assembly seats in the state. This includes 11,18,907 male, 11,50,599 female, and 6/3 gender. Among the new electors are 17,941 young voters aged 18 to 19, along with 10,398 senior citizens aged 85 and above, and 11,960 persons with disabilities. In Tripura, the final electoral rolls for the 60 assembly constituencies recorded a total of 28,91,000, of which 14,50,709 are male, 14,40,229 are female, and 74/3 gender. In Manipur, the final electoral rolls 2025 of all 60 assembly constituency saw the total number of 20,54,387 voters. In Mizoram, a total of 8,69,813 eligible voters have figured in the final electoral rolls, which was released for all 40 assembly constituencies. The State Council of Science, Technology and Environment of Meghalaya has launched the Science Exposure Trip 2025, aimed at enhancing the scientific curiosity of students and teachers. The trip will be conducted in four batches, with a mix of students and teachers visiting key scientific institutions across Kolkata, Chennai and Bangalore. The initiative, which will provide hands-on learning experiences, will expose participants to some of India's top scientific research and innovative centers. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.